In the U.S. protests, confusion and anger have followed President Trump's executive order Friday that temporarily bars travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries entering the U.S. and suspends indefinitely resettlement for Syrian refugees. Vermont Public Radio reporter Nina Keck is in Jordan, where many Syrian refugees are waiting to be resettled in new homes. She spoke with VPR's Annie Russell about what she's seen.
You flew to Jordan just as this story broke, and we saw some major airport terminals here in the U.S. shut down from protests. What did you observe during your air travel?
Well, it was really ironic. When we landed at the Frankfurt airport, all of the monitors in the waiting areas were showing scenes of the protests at JFK Airport and several other airports. And then they would alternate with images of Donald Trump signing the executive order in the Oval Office with his staff behind him. And so you'd see the images of the president and then being flashed by the protesters' images. And people really were talking about it. I did speak with a French couple who liked that he was being honest. They thought that the refugee problems in Europe were serious, and they appreciated that President Trump was being honest with the American people, saying he also thought it was a serious problem. But most of the folks that I spoke to at the Frankfurt airport were really pretty shocked and troubled by the change in refugee policy in the U.S. Richard Sims was a gentleman that I interviewed. He's from the U.K. originally, but he's lived in the Middle East for many years and now lives in Singapore. And when I asked him what he made of President Trump's refugee policy, he was very troubled by it and felt there would be a lot of shockwaves to come.
Yeah, I think there will be some, cascading events that could well affect this. I mean, you're already seeing it that, you know, from the inauguration onwards, there's been protests for lots of different things, you know, from the Mexican wall to abortion to, you know, all the Muslim peace. And, you know, especially in the Middle East, it's volatile enough as it is without someone else, you know, actually stoking the fire.
Officials and citizens here in Vermont and around the world have responded to these executive orders. What about the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees? What was its official response?
Well, I had a chance to talk with Douglas DeSalvo. He's a senior protection officer in Jordan with the UN High Commissioner. And he was pretty circumspect when he addressed the issue. He said, you know, we've seen challenges before, security concerns that would take a dominant role in international politics. He highlighted the time after 9/11, when people were very concerned about more terrorist attacks. And he said the fact that security protocols might have been improved then and remained in place, that the international community still worked together to continue the refugee resettlement process, and that he felt it had been successful.
Tell me about what you've seen in Amman. What is the impact of refugee resettlement in the city there?
The main feeling that I've gotten when I've talked to Syrian refugees is they're confused and they're frustrated. As a refugee, most of them say they feel very powerless to begin with. They're in a waiting period. They're sort of living in limbo until they get notified that they're going to be resettled. I spoke to two families that were about halfway through that process. They'd been told that they were candidates to be resettled in the United States. And they said after living for, I think both of the families had been in Jordan for 4 years, to find out last week that their hopes of coming to the U.S. were over at this point. They were both really deflated and pretty low. I think one of them said that they just were very distraught and, you know, had lost all hope. So I think there's a feeling of frustration that this powerless phase, this limbo phase, will now go on even longer. And it's not really clear, you know, when the end will come, if it will, with these new changes.
You had the opportunity to visit the Zaatari refugee camp today. What was the scene there?
It's visually just huge. There are about 80,000 refugees that live there. It's kind of a sea of mud and of children playing and of laundry hanging and of donkey carts being pulled. And I felt like I would hear a lot more complaining and a lot more frustration from the refugees that I interviewed. And while many said they were frustrated by the new U.S. policy, most said that considering what they had escaped from, the bombing and the shooting and the violence and just the destruction in Syria, that they were grateful just to be safe and secure. And just about every refugee that I spoke to had a very heartfelt thanks for the Jordanian government for allowing them to live safely, and that while they were frustrated that resettlement might take even longer, they were just grateful to have a place where they could go to sleep at night and not worry that their house would be bombed.